Hi there. Are you considering a destination wedding but don't know where to start? I get it. This is your host, Will Medina, owner of Destination Weddings Expert, a boutique travel agency specializing in all-inclusive weddings in Mexico and the Caribbean. And this show was created to help you understand the ever-changing world of destination weddings. By sharing my proven tips, tools, top destinations, budget ideas, and best-rated resorts, I hope to inspire you and make your planning journey easy, fun, and organized. Welcome to the Destination Wedding Planning Made Easy podcast. Hey there. So today I am going to walk you through my recent trip to Cancun, Playa del Carmen, Riviera Maya, Costa Mujeres, aka all is considered Cancun, right? So I was there for 2 full weeks and I just returned. So I am home in South Florida today. And my goal is to share with you what I learned and kind of give you a little bit of perspective about what it is to travel or how do you travel right now, right? At the time of this podcast, it is August 2020, post lockdown, shutdown, aka Corona life, right? We just spent the greater part of this year on lockdown and it's been tough, right? But let's just go ahead and explain to you what it means to travel right now. So I just went down to Cancun in the middle of July. Yes, the middle of July. So in the middle of July, I flew down to Cancun. Now, I want to give you a little bit of a background before you hear what I have to say about my resort stays. I stay at 6 different hotels between 2 and 3 nights each. Also, I stayed at a local friend from in the industry, a personal friend that I stayed at her place for 3 nights. So I was able to explore Cancun also as a local. Therefore, I have like the true perspective for you of what's happening in the ground. So first, you have to understand what is my perspective on safety, mask, and social distancing. So to give you an idea, I've been a travel agent for actually 11 years as of this month. So we just celebrated our 11th anniversary and there's nothing else that I'd rather do in this planet. But that being said, as of last year, I was traveling on average of 2 weeks out of every single month. That it's a lot of hotel stays, that is a lot of miles, that is a lot of plane rides, it's a lot of destinations. I was going to say countries, but not so much because I do repeat a lot of trips back to Mexico, back to the Dominican, which are the 2 places that I work with the most frequently. And therefore, sometimes I go back to, for example, Mexico on average 7 to 8 times per year. Not always the same town, but just to give an idea. Again, understand, as of last year, on average, 2 weeks out of every single month, I was out of here, right? Traveling and experiencing the resorts and the destinations that we work with. So fast forward to 2020, we were set up to have a very busy year with a lot of destination weddings and a lot of group traveling. And as you know, the world shut down on us back in March 2020. Now, when all of this started happening, you know, if you remember, it was like kind of like back to China in January and it was just a joke. Then it kind of hit Europe, which we work with Europe and we have a lot of our colleagues that do a great amount of business with Europe, in particularly with Italy. And it was just devastating to see what was happening there. But then again, March 2020, I was supposed to travel to my friend's wedding in Riviera Maya 2 days later. So I even got my passport renewed early March. Therefore, my passport was virgin most of this year, no stamps whatsoever. And that was driving me crazy. But let's go back to, again, the whole COVID lockdown. We live in South Florida and we actually were or have been taking the safety guidelines very, very seriously. So when I say that, I'm talking about we don't go to parties, we don't have a lot of people coming to our house, we do wear our mask out and about. By the way, I have a mask dealer and she is amazing. She like makes this beautiful mask. Literally have a collection of about 19. So go ahead and judge me if you don't believe in masks, but that's okay. I believe that I was going to do my part to protect us and to slow down the spread and to make sure that we could wake up from this nightmare as soon as we could. So I found a way to make it fashionable and make it cute. So I love them. Okay, I don't love wearing them per se, but I mean, if I have to wear them, they're going to be cute. I suggest you do the same. And of course, social distancing. So all of that being said, we were on lockdown like all of like March, April, May was my birthday. We had essentially like the drive-by, if you remember, birthday party. I had the whole Zoom birthday celebration, you know, drank all the tequila by myself with a bunch of friends and colleagues on camera. So my point is that you understand that just because I work in this industry or just because I of what I'm about to share with you, it does not exclude me from going through this painful time in our lifetimes as a human, right? And with the same inconveniences that you had in just life, right? But knock on wood, we're healthy. We've made it very, very, very healthy, if I may, you know, if I can just summarize, I guess the key word here is healthy. So all of that being said, we have not been anywhere this year. My last trip was to, we had this destination wedding launch event in New York City, which was January 30th. I came back home like February 2nd or something. And that was my only plane ride this year, right? That's a lot to be said for me. Then as the months went on, the world slowly started to reopen. And all of a sudden, I booked a ticket to go to the Dominican Republic. If you're new around here, I was born in Punta Cana. My grandma, my mom, most of my family still lives in the Dominican Republic. And I was dying to go there and hug them. And it's like, don't hug him, right? But I was dying to go and see my family because once again, I have a very big family and we made it out of this. And not many people can, not a lot of people can say that. And if you or your family members have been affected by COVID-19, whether it is, you know, just the very bad cases that have touched some people or like the loss of life, my heart goes out to you. Okay. So let's go back. July. Now is July. The world is reopening. Half of the world is scared to travel. The other half is saying that they're not going to get on a plane. Cruise ships are not sailing. Some destinations are closed to Americans. And here we are. So my trip to the Dominican Republic was the very first trip that I was going to go out of my bubble. Now, this was after having roughly 5 or 6 trips personally canceled. I was supposed to go to Greece to a conference. I was going to spend Easter in Switzerland with my aunt. And it's just like hell broke loose. Not surprised here. But I ended up canceling my trip to the Dominican Republic 2 days before I was bound to flight. And the reason is, the question is why, right? I had a lot of colleagues and friends ask me, well, why would you go to Mexico first and not to the Dominican Republic to visit your family? Very simple. I already gave you my stand on safety and how serious we took the virus. So I decided to cancel the flight because at the end of the day, my grandma, it's 80 years old, and I was not going to be able to go home to visit my family and not hug my family, right? Social distancing is one of those things that the experts are recommending. And that was the very thing that my love of them would not allow me to do. So I canceled that trip, but it was now time to fly because after spending 5 months reading and attending webinars and listening and trying to imagine what the hell were all these safety protocols about, right? What was this going to be like? Because at the end of the day, the more I read and the more I attended industry webinars from destinations and hotels, it did not feel like a vacation to me, right? So my job for the past 11 years now have been to go so you know. So I went and I'm going to share with you all the things that I learned and I'm going to explain to you how it affects, if at all, your vacation experience. So mid-July was my first trip out of the bubble. If you're not familiar or if you're not following closely all the data, South Florida or Florida in general has been one of the hardest hit states after, you know, New York recover, because we were hitting 5,000 cases, then 10,000 cases. Then there was a day we went to like 12,000 cases. Bottom line is it was hot around here. So we were not about to be going anywhere. We probably went to two restaurants total since like all summer long. And then we've gone to, okay, I did have to go to Home Goods. Okay, don't judge me. I did have to go to Home Goods twice. But again, I wore my mask, social distance, and I had my hand sanitizer. By the way, I am a germaphobe before COVID, right? I work from my office by myself and I have a hand sanitizer like at my desk. That's just who I am. I used to work at a bank. Therefore, you know, having people come up to you and hug you and touch you and shake your hands without not knowing where they were coming from, it was very common. Therefore, I just developed this kind of like, and then, sorry, dudes, a lot of guys like, don't even like wash their hands in the bathroom, but that's a whole different story. Wash your hands, guys. Okay. But my point is we've been very, very, very protected in our bubble, right? Call me crazy. Call me, you know, super cautious, whatever. My point with this is that me traveling was a compromise of my bubble and out of my comfort zone. And now you're going to hear how bad was it, or maybe not so bad, right? So even at home, we have like our pool and gym based on the regulations or the guidelines of the county in where we live in Florida. You have to make reservations, right? They can only do up to 50% to avoid, you know, overcrowding and large groups and whatnot. So we've been slowly adjusting to these things in terms of the occupancy that I'm going to be discussing with you as we move forward. So let's start with my flight to Cancun. So I flew from Fort Lauderdale, which is about an hour from Miami Airport, if you're not familiar with this part of the country. But Fort Lauderdale, which is my nearest airport, is about 10 minutes from my house, and I go through that airport all the time. So it was a nonstop flight with JetBlue, and I flew Fort Lauderdale, Cancun. Now, this is about an hour and 20 minutes flight gate to gate, right? Like, it's just quick. It's easy. Typically, I don't even get to watch a movie. Like, I just bring up my headsets, play a podcast episode, and I'm already landing, right? Like, or, you know, like final descent. So very quick and easy. And I want to give a special shout out to JetBlue, because JetBlue made it super easy for me to say yes to this trip. Number one, the plane was impeccable. I say that one of the things that I hope we keep once the world resumes, whatever that means, after a vaccine or COVID disappear, magic happens, I don't know. The universe will take care of what needs to happen. But it was just impeccable, and I hope we do that. So my experience at the airport, super easy. The airport was not crowded. Social distancing encouraged. Everyone was wearing their mask because it is required at the Fort Lauderdale Airport, which does help to keep everyone kind of like on the same page, right? So everybody had their mask on. Then again, the plane was impeccable, and JetBlue was boarding back to front. Now, if you fly a lot, or even if you don't, like if you may recall that typically airlines will board by rows, and typically they will go like, you know, front to back, which I don't understand why they do that, but back to front means you have to come in contact with less people because you are not walking all the way down the aisle with 27 rows in front of you that have already sat down, right? So back to front, loved it. I did get like the 1A, paid like $30 to get that upgrade on the even more space that they call it on JetBlue. And I did have 1A, therefore I was like the last person to board the plane, and I loved it. In addition to that, JetBlue did two other things that I really, really enjoyed. Number one is they're blocking middle seats. for the time being. It is very important to understand that this podcast is going to be very timely. As of right now, I saw today they're blocking it through like October 8th or something like that. But they have been extending that. And that did give me some peace of mind. Now, there's a lot of, you know, chatter out there. And people are like, well, you know, it doesn't matter once you're on a plane. Here's the thing, guys. I don't want to be rubbing elbows with a stranger on a regular day. Like, I really wish planes will just like give us a little bit more room. Are you with me? Like, come on now. Like, these planes, like, we are already too tight to begin with. And during a global pandemic, if I must fly, I don't want to be rubbing elbows with someone else, right? Now, I don't want to give you the false hope that every single airline is doing that, because I know they're not. Some are, some are not. At the end of the day, again, I chose JetBlue for this flight because they did have those middle seats guaranteed. I ended up having the entire row by myself. Therefore, I had nobody around me anyways. Now, preparing to fly, again, I was a little bit nervous. You can actually see my first video that I posted on my Instagram. If you're not following, my Instagram is Destination Weddings Expert. Destination Weddings Expert. If you go to my stories, I actually made it a highlight so that you're able to easily find them. There are two little bubbles in there that you're able to follow day by day, what I was reporting from the plane all the way to every single hotel that I stayed at. Long story short is I loved my experience flying JetBlue. It made it very stress-free for me to wear my mask. I brought my disinfectant wipes. I had my own hand sanitizer. And again, the plane was spotless. So yes, I did wipe it down, guys. But again, I hadn't flown in 5 months. So I did need that extra peace of mind. Okay. So JetBlue, good job. Keep it up. Now, arriving in Cancun, there are a couple things that a lot of destinations are doing that Cancun is not doing. As of the time of this podcast, Cancun or Mexico in general is not requiring a COVID test or result of a negative COVID test. They're not requiring this, right? So what they are doing is they have this health questionnaire that you are to fill out. Some airlines will give it to you. I just saw some of my colleagues flying this week and they're getting it on paper. Others are giving you the QR code, which I loved because we already have our phones in our hands anyways. So no COVID test required. What that means is, you know, you don't have to worry about doing that. However, if you do have symptoms, it is recommended that you either stay home or get tested, because they are, in a very subtle way, they do have like these floating scanners that are actually scanning for body temperature, right? So if you have a fever, you may be denied entry into the country, but there's no COVID test required. Another thing to arrive in Cancun, and I did love my experience, you know, everybody was wearing masks. Once again, it is required. There was like this one person that I was like, oh, are you kidding me, right? Other than that, it's been hit or miss. The airport might be super busy depending what time you're flying in, or it might be super relaxed and, you know, you have plenty of room. So either way, bring your own hand sanitizer so that you're able to, at any point, be able to, you know, take care of yourself without relying on their like stations and whatnot. And then the other thing that I highly recommend right now, it is that you do splurge on private transfers. This is a must. Now, for new destination wedding groups, they're not even quoting us share transfers. So like, you know, new groups, like it's automatically being priced as private transfers for obvious reasons, right? The point is to reduce the contact with a bunch of people that you don't know where they're coming from or how they are handling their own safety to protect you, right? So private transfer is a must. It's really not that expensive. It gets cheaper if you're traveling with more people. I was flying by myself, so it was a little bit more expensive, but it was worth it. They take your body temperature again. They have hand sanitizer, and all of our drivers are required to wear masks. Now, you as the guest, you're not required to wear it, but it is going to be up to your comfort zone. If you want to wear it yourself, go ahead in the car, no big deal. If you do not, it's fine. You're sitting in the back. He has it. He's looking forward. In fact, I remember I stayed at a bunch of different resorts, so I did transfer quite a bit. If I remember, most of them were actually wearing a mask and a shield. So again, if their mask is to protect you, it's handle. But it's not required of you to wear it. Now, again, the focus on this entire experience traveling during COVID is all about contactless, right? You want to reduce you and the hotels, because everyone is trying to keep you safe, right? Nobody wants to be in the news as, you know, an outbreak of COVID. It's just not it, right? That's like the cruise ships back in the days coming out with the norovirus and, you know, an outbreak and 70 people got it kind of thing. That's not what it's about. So this is not to scare you. I'm just keeping it real here. So again, the focus on traveling right now is on contactless, the least amount of touch points that you can have, the better it gets. Okay. Now, the safety protocols and CDC guidelines and recommendations at the resorts. Let's talk about this. Super, super, super impressed. I am not going to tell you that I'm surprised, because the difference here is that because of my experience with a lot of these resorts and in the industry, I already know what they look like and what they did before. So I do have that vantage point to compare who is enhancing the protocols and taking this serious and who is a little bit too lax for my comfort zone, for my comfort level at this time. So social distancing signs are everywhere, from the airport to the hotel lobby to, you know, when you are in line to go to the restaurant, to the spa, at any of the resorts that I stayed at, it is very clear that they recommend social distancing. There is a little interesting point here that I want to share with you. In Cancun, or in Mexico as a whole, the social distancing recommendation by the health expert there, it's not 2 meters or 6 feet. It's 1.5 meters, whatever that comes out to in feet. So it's not two, it's 1.5. Therefore, sometimes it feels like, you know, you see those signs and they're like, 1.5. What do you mean by that? But again, they are following their local regulations. And I will tell you, for the most part, even guests are doing a phenomenal job at staying out of your face, which again, thank you guys. Let's keep this trend going, you know, for eternity. So social distancing signs are everywhere and they are encouraged, even on elevators, right? You no longer have an elevator going up and down with 7 people. Some of them actually have the stickers where you can only have 4 people, you know, kind of like one on each corner. Others say you can only have 2 people in there. So it's very, very visual without being intrusive, but it's just like really nice reminders for everyone. Now, contactless temperature check at every turn, like this was the norm. And again, after spending 2 full weeks in Mexico, going to local restaurants, going to luxury resorts, going to family resorts, going to the restaurants, I even went to the mall in Cancun, at Plaza Cancun, which was amazing. They just have these little guns and they just, you know, temperature check. Like they just want to make sure that if you have symptoms, you are not allowed to come in, right? Hand sanitizer stations at check-in at every single resort and even the elevators, which I loved, right? You got to touch that button. Of course, you can use your, you know, not like you can use your elbow or whatever, but you are touching things. So if you don't have your own hand sanitizer, most of the hotels did have. And I say most because I want to remind you to bring what you need so that you're not relying or you're like surprised if XYZ hotel is not doing it. Obviously, this is not a blanket statement for every single brand out there. We are very picky with the brands we work with for our clients. I am extremely picky with the brands I work with. Like I go to even myself on vacation, right? Like we just like to, we have always focused on quality and hygiene. It's part of that, right? You just don't sacrifice a few dollars on that. So temperature check, as I said, at every turn. Even when you're coming in the transfer, they take the temperature of your driver in the car, which is kind of cool. You know, like it's just like everybody. Another thing is QR code restaurant menus. Like, hello, why wasn't this a thing already? Now, QR codes, if you remember, they came around a few years ago and they failed because you needed a separate app on your phone to actually read them. Like you needed a QR code, a scanner, basically. Now you just open the camera on your phone and you take, like you just open the camera literally and it opens up on your browser and there you have the menu, right? It was amazing to have these at every single place because once again, you're not having to be touching menus. Some restaurants, actually most of the restaurants also had the option of kind of like a disposable, like they will just print it for the day. Paper menu, if you do not have your phone or if you just prefer the traditional way and you just wanted to look at a real menu, you could do that as well. Before you enter the restaurant, they also have like these mats, shoe mats, they call it. I even have the name. I posted on Instagram, but it's like this mat. Imagine like the mat in your car, right? Like the why can't I think of the name right now? Shoe shield or something like that. It's just like this little mat that you stand on, and it has this solution, which is like sanitizer, and it actually like you just wet your foot there, and then you go into a little cloth to dry them, and then you go in. So again, kind of like removing any extra virus things that you could pick up as you go. I loved that. But again, QR code was a huge, 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 huge win out of this. And again, I hope it stays because I loved them. Now, a lot of the hotels, they also have the welcome kit in your room with like the medical mask and disinfectant or sanitizing wipes. I say a lot because again, I stayed at six of them. There was like one or two that they didn't have it. But the vast majority had them. And even by talking to some of my colleagues, I've seen a lot of the hotels actually doing that. Now, this is a great thing for you to consider if you're listening to this episode and you're planning a destination wedding and you are considering doing welcome bags for your guests, right? In the past, like 90% of our brides always do this. Even with our own wedding, we did it. Like these cute welcome bags where typically you give people like what they needed at the time, right? Advil. We have this pill that we love from the Dominican Republic that is called Hangover Cure. Like it's pure, it's magic. Pepto-Bismol, Band-Aids, other people would also add to the, to their bag, like sunblock, right? Like filter. So there's so many things that you can do, but this is something that you can now add to your welcome bag if you choose to make it cute, right? If you want to order this custom mask or if you just want to put like stickers on them, just for anyone that may have forgotten or some people that only have that one mask that is, you know, like their pro one that they wear for the plane. It's just easier to have different masks to be able to switch them out as you walk around the resort or if you decide to go out to do an excursion or a place that the mask is required, it will be nice to have like extra ones. And again, especially if they're cute, but that's just me. The other thing is, oh, and speaking of that, at 95% of the places at the resorts, you are not required to wear a mask as a guest. Right now, the CDC guidelines, they're saying you need to wear a mask where social distancing is not possible. When your resort is at 30 to 50% occupancy, social distancing becomes a no-brainer. Like, you don't even have to try to have space. It's just automatically there, right? At the restaurants, they are spacing out the tables already, so you don't have to worry about that. But even like as you walk around the resort, it's just a lot easier to find a pool bed or a beach bed that is not right next to somebody else. And even then, they're already spaced out. Okay. So again, I want to make emphasis on that. You're not required to wear a mask around most of the resorts. I carry mine around in my little backpack just for, you know, let's say that if I went to a restaurant, it was too crowded at the line, which was never the case, but you're not required. Please check with your resort to make sure that you know what they are requiring of you for your next trip. So speaking of making it easy to social distance, the maximum occupancy at this time in the state of Quintana Roo, which is where Cancun, Playa del Carmen, Riviera Maya, all that stuff, all those different areas are located, is 30%, right? 30% occupancy of the rooms. Once again, that means that if you have a resort with 1,000 rooms and the hotel is only allowed to sell up to 30, you only have 300 rooms in there. So you have a resort basically all for yourself. And this was my experience at all but one hotel that I did feel like they were quite a bit higher than that, but that's okay. I was able to find my own safe corners everywhere, even, you know, dining in at the bars for cocktails. So it was really not an issue. So 30%. Once again, I'm going to remind you, this is August 2020. These will change just like the regulations in your local states, right? They have changed. And they keep changing based on whether the cases are, you know, rising or not. They have to do what is right for their people. So right now it's 30%. A year from now, we might be back up to 100%. But I do have a feeling that through the remaining of 2020, most of the resorts are probably not going to be able to book more than 50% regardless, right? So again, easy social distancing. It's included and it's not a problem. It's not a hassle. You don't have to freak out about too many people in your immediate space, okay? Now, the focus on health, even outside of the resort in Mexico, was amazing. I share with you that I stay at 6 resorts, some of them 2 nights, some of them 3 nights, some with colleagues, others by myself, right? Because it was a work trip that I was also able to, it was a research trip, let's call it that, because work sounds like I was, you know, on a laptop 24/7. For those of you that follow me on Instagram, you know that that's not the job when I'm on the road. It was a research trip, right? But then the last 3 nights, I went to a friend's house in downtown Cancun, and we went to like this lagoon park. We went to the mall. Like, we went to a couple. She took me to like several restaurants so that I could see how they were operating. And I say these, I share these because it's really easy to say, well, of course, you know, the hotels are gonna say XYZ because of tourism. It's yes, of course. And that is a good thing for you and I, right? As a guest, I've always said resorts, in a way, they can feel a little bit like Disney World, right? Like, it's just that the perfect part of the world, no matter where you're at. And that is a positive for you and I. Some people claim that they want a local experience, and I have local experiences wherever I go, and that's all fine and dandy because that is my vacation style. But right now, it is not a bad thing to be in a protected bubble where your health and your well-being, it is their top priority. You need that, right? Because we know that in our local hometowns and at the stores and whatnot, it's not necessarily the environment. So for me to be able to go to all of these different resorts and to also go outside and spend a few days as a local and be able to see that literally stores will not give you service if you're not wearing a mask as a local. They have the temperature checks at the restaurants. They have the hand sanitizer stations at every little restaurant. We even went to these like super, super local. Most of you probably wouldn't eat there, like just like these tiny local spot that one of my friends took me to. They do like this amazing seafood and it's like super cheap and like not for tourists, guys. Like, sorry, like not for tourists. It was in Puerto Morelos and it was amazing. They were following the same regulations as every single resort I saw. And I'll tell you, this is important. And I'll repeat that again. This is good for you. Because in addition to the hotels doing what's right for you, the way I look at it too is also the city, it's taking very seriously the fact that tourism is a very important part of their livelihood, right? So those workers are also doing their part outside of the resorts, and that gave me a lot of peace of mind, okay? So focus on health, even outside of the resorts, was top notch. I wish Florida would even try as like half as hard as most of the parts of Mexico that I went to and experienced for 2 full weeks. And again, that's a lot of hotels, that's a lot of transfers, that's a lot of conversations with locals. That was quite a few restaurants outside of, you know, the resort bubble, because I wanted to come back and share with you what like the truth, right? The behind the scene, not just what one hotel was telling you so that you would book, right? Safety, it's always been a top priority for travel advisors. It's what we do. It's a huge responsibility for us, and we take a lot of pride in making sure that our clients go and come back safely and happy, okay? So focus on health, focus on health. Focus on health. One of the things that I said on my Instagram stories when I was there is that as Americans, right now we are banned from so many different places. And I just hope that you listening to this episode right now, if you are going to visit somewhere in 2020 or even in 2021, you will do your part to keep everyone around you safe. Now, I'm not here to judge you or to tell you what you need to do at home, but understand that the privilege and the confidence in a much needed vacation for most people, it's going to come from the feeling of safety. And we owe it to our fellow travelers, we owe it to our flight attendants, and we owe it to the people in the destinations that we visit. Because those are people with families, with dreams, with lives, with, you know, job losses, just like you and I. And this won't last forever. I'm confident that this will not last forever. Now, I don't know whatever means right now, but it will not last forever. So I think we can all do a little bit of what is being asked or suggested by the experts so that we are able to enjoy some sort of normalcy again. Okay? No mask, no service is what I saw in all of Cancun. And their cases are, they're not as high as here. They do have like this like a stoplight system where it's like, some states are red, some states are green, some states are orange and whatnot. But again, outside of like inside of the resorts and even outside in those immediate areas of Cancun, it was amazing to see. Now, the $1 million question that I keep getting asked is what happens if someone has symptoms in the destination, right? Now, once again, you would need to check with your particular hotel. But what I was told by many of my hotel partners is that if you have a reservation and you're arriving to a resort, you are not going to be turned around. What they do have is that they will essentially assist you to self-quarantine in your room, right? And they have doctors in premise that they will come to do the testing and to just keep you self-quarantine. Now, From what one of my hotel partners told me, essentially what happens is if that happens, of course, you know, they're just going to keep you in your room. You would be able to get room service and essentially just enjoy whatever room you have. Now, remember, most hotels right now are at 30%. Therefore, you know, space is not an issue to just put you in an area where you are comfortable and you're resting, but it's still like as a guest of the resort, right? And what my friend Daniel shared with me is that they do give you a very special and discounted rate, right? That is a positive, or it might freak you out. You decide what to do with that. What I'm going to share with you is you should not travel, not right now or ever, without travel insurance. The very first thing I did when I booked my flight was to pull up. I have an annual plan because, again, I shared earlier with you that I do travel a lot. I do have an annual plan, and I made sure that it was valid, right? Like, it was not expired. I called the insurance company, and I talked to them. And, you know, if you're familiar with this topic right now, a lot of insurance brands, they are like, well, you know, we're not covering COVID cancellations. Essentially, if you cannot travel, if you don't want to travel out of fear of COVID, it's not a cover reason. But hey, just so you know, after a decade in this business, I'll tell you, fear of has never been a valid policy reason. It was not when Ebola, it was not when Zika, it was not when the swine flu. Like, it's just fear. It's not a valid reason, right? Now, there are plans that we offer through some of our insurance providers that they're called cancel for any reason, which means you don't have to say you're scared. You just decided you're not going, and your travel insurance will protect you. Now, completely different topic. Very, very important that you check with your policy, with your insurance provider. I will make sure to put a link to our preferred insurance provider in the show notes so that you can get a quote, you can contact them, you can purchase and protect yourself. But again, this is not new. You should not travel abroad without travel insurance. It is worth the extra few dollars that you're going to pay to have that peace of mind. And the reason why I connected these two together is because if you get sick in destination, no matter from what, your insurance, it's going to be your peace of mind. So let's say you have to stay in the destination for 10, 14 days at, you know, a luxury resort. They're giving you a discounted rate, but of course, we didn't plan for that, right? But what happens is you're sick. Your insurance should be able to cover some of those expenses, right? Again, this is not insurance advice. This is not a blanket statement. There are a lot of different vendors out there, and there is a lot of different plans even within our preferred vendors. So I do suggest that you contact them and you review your plan. And if you don't have one, please get one. Please get one. It just do not go abroad without travel insurance. It's just not wise if something happens. Okay. And then lastly, I want to answer the million-dollar question. What about the vacation experience, Will? Am I going to feel like I'm on vacation, or am I going to feel like I am in some sort of, you know, like hospital with all of these protocols and all these like guidelines and all these like crap that I keep reading about? Because on paper, my friends, it looks intimidating AF. It does. It was overwhelming to me. It was intimidating. All these masks, I'm not going to see their smiles. I don't want to wear a mask on vacation. I will tell you this. To me, the vacation experience was flawless and also much, much needed. My time in Cancun was the most human I felt in 2020. All of a sudden, I realized that I was not going crazy. All of a sudden, I realized that you can travel safely. All of a sudden, I realized that you can go to a restaurant and eat safely, right? Because it was not just this suffocating bubble at home between the guidelines, Facebook, the news, Instagram, like all of these things that are just happening in the world that just literally do not allow you to think clearly. So the vacation experience to me was flawless and priceless. The only thing that you're going to notice, I should say, the biggest thing you're going to notice is that not all restaurants are going to be open at the resorts. But once again, this is where my vantage point is beneficial to you. When a resort is running at low occupancy, it's always been this way. They are always going to close one or two restaurants and they're going to rotate. And when I say close one or two restaurants per night, is what I mean, depending how many they have. So imagine this. You have 30% of the rooms that you normally sell, right? If you have 9 restaurants in at your resort and you have them open every single night from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. or 11 p.m., which is the usual dinner schedule at resorts, as a resort, you will be losing money. And as a resort, you will have 2 couples per restaurant, right? It's not feasible. It's not profitable. It's not realistic. So this is not COVID related. This is occupancy levels related. Your resort with 30% capacity does not have every single staff member back to their hotels yet, right? So again, this is not COVID related. So if you're there for 4 nights, you might, you know, the restaurant that you wanted on night number 1, you check it out on night number 2 because maybe the first day was closed, right? But again, that rotation, it's not new to hospitality. You just don't know about it until you get to the resorts, right? So I'm just giving you the heads up. Some hotels, like some restaurants might be closed. And then the other thing that I notice is 1 out of the 6 hotels, let me backpedal that because I tour 8 total, but I stayed at 6. So 1 out of the 8 hotels that I saw had their swim up bar closed. Every other one had it open. Okay. Every other one had it open. So you could be at the swim up bar, which is my favorite spot, by the way, at any resort, but I didn't go to the swim up bar this time. I kept my healthy distance and enjoy my beverages. Tequila is my choice, by the way, from my bed or, you know, my corner of the pool. Some of the hotels, we actually have swim outs, like we book swim outs. So we were able to literally just stay at our own swim outs and have the pool service come by and drop off the cocktails and have room service bring lunch because that's what we wanted to do, right? So do pay a little bit of attention this time around to your room category because it will help your experience. A really nice ocean view, a really nice swim out, a really nice private pool. It's really going to enhance your vacation experience and it's going to help you or grandma or mom that is not comfortable yet being in a main pool, even if there's plenty of space, they're going to be able to enjoy a vacation and a break from all of this in a much more comfortable room. So I highly recommend that. I loved my villa at the Vanyan Tree, which was a complete private pool. Like, sadly, I was there by myself, but if I didn't want to leave, I didn't have to leave my room, right? So loved my room at El Dorado Maroma, which was one of the swim outs. Loved my room at Unico 2087, which was at like top floor ocean front, right? So there are these things, the fives. I also had a rooftop room. So your room right now, it's going to be important. And because prices are so low, again, as of the time of this recording, you probably are able to upgrade to a much better room for a ridiculous amount, like a ridiculously low price, okay? So the vacation experience, my friend, was amazing. The vacation experience was everything I didn't know I needed. I mean, I didn't know because, again, travel is kind of my life, like I don't need to go out locally 3 times to have dinner out here, but I do need to be, you know, somewhere enjoying my all-inclusive very, very regularly. So let me clarify this point. The one hotel that had the swim up bar closed, they had the best and most responsive pool staff ever. Like, those people were friendly. Those people were eager. Those people would not let your drink get down to empty. Like, your drink was half, and like, here comes the second round before you even ask them. So shout out to my people at Unico, because they truly killed it. Even though the swim up bar was closed, again, this is not going to be forever, but that was part of their health, their safety measurements on property. And they did a great job bringing you drinks and food as well, because you can order food to be brought to you by the pool. So again, it did not affect my love of swim up bars that one was closed. Okay. So I hope this was helpful to you. I hope I was able to simplify what all of these guidelines and safety measurements and things like that being put in place are doing or would cost your vacation experience. Because I think, if anything, these enhanced protocols are what we should, those should be the standards, right? Minus a mask, right? Like, I don't necessarily need that. And even some hotels that were wearing like face shields instead of like full blown mask. But when I tell you that every single staff member, from the sales director to the gardener, to the server, to my weddings, my friends in the wedding departments, when I tell you that they are wearing a mask 100% of the time and being very respectful of your saved space, they call it sana distancia in Spanish, which is like healthy distance, or, you know, aka social distancing, I am being 100% honest with you. They are taking the burden for you and for me. They are spending all this extra money, putting all of these additional hand sanitizer stations and signage and, you know, training in enhanced focus on service, so that you do not have to feel like you did not go on vacation, because now there's, you know, like, oh my God, I paid all this money and I'm locked in my room. Like, that was not the case anywhere. So if you have any questions, follow me on Instagram and message me. I love questions. I love talking to clients. I love talking to friends. So my handle is Destination Weddings, there's an S, Expert on Instagram. So Instagram.com/DestinationWeddingsExpert. And I will be more than happy to share with you any questions that you may have after you listen to these podcasts or follow my journey while I was reporting live from the destination. And I'll be able to, I'll be honest with you and share with you any questions that you may have, my friends. But I will tell you, it might be the best thing that you could do for your sanity in the next couple of months, to actually get out and go on vacation if you can do it, right? We understand that many people have been affected in many different ways from COVID. So this is for you if you are considering a vacation. This is for you if you have a vacation booked and considering canceling it. This is for you if you have a destination wedding coming up and you just want to know that you are not being selfish, because your guests are going to be in great hands and they can travel safely. Stay tuned for my next report on my trip coming up to Punta Cana. We have an event in the Dominican Republic. We're going to Casa de Campo in September, and we're having this amazing destination wedding there. And we're going to be there for 4 nights, 5 days, and showing you everything about social distancing. Again, at a place where it is not an issue, because Casa de Campo, it is big, it is spacious, it is luxurious, and it's like paradise for social distancing. Like, I wish I could live like that. So stay tuned, follow us, leave us a review, ask us any questions. And as usual, thank you so much for listening. Hope you enjoy it. Take care.